up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
That's right. This is David Kogan. You see, I don't have to drive. I could just fly right in. And today's show, it's about heroes, those that are motivators, creators, inventors, innovators, doing something. They are the builders in our community. And today's lineup of heroes, as I say each and every single week, but truly, it is incredible. You see, we have the president of Ahwatukee Foothills Chamber of Commerce. Later on in the show, we're going to have the president of CEO of Republic Bank Arizona. Later on, we have the top-ranked memory athlete in the world. This guy holds 7 world records for memory. I can't even remember where my keys are. And we'll be ending the show with the founder and CEO of Edible Arrangements. But with that, we're going to get started with Ann Gill. She is with the Ahwatukee Chamber. And again, you could reach her at ahwatukeechamber.com. So when you run a business chamber, you have a big responsibility and many businesses to help promote. Really, you're responsible for that. You're responsible for integrating them in the community. And you've been president of the Ahwatukee Chamber of Commerce for 5 years. And again, Ann Gill. But what do you think is the best thing a chamber can do to support its members?
The best thing the chamber can do to support its members is to make sure that we have the right climate to do business in, to make sure that the economy is strong, that regulations support business instead of trying to keep businesses down. So we're always advocating on behalf of business to make sure the business climate is strong.
And in order for someone to be part of a chamber, so for example, in Ahwatukee in Arizona, do they have to reside in the Ahwatukee city per se?
No, they don't. Some of our members do live in Ahwatukee. Some operate businesses in Ahwatukee, and some of them like the programs and the things that we offer, so they're a member of the chamber. They want to make sure that the economy is strong, and we have corporate members that serve the entire state that are also part of our community.
And you work with so many small businesses, truly the heart of the economy.
Right.
I mean, they're the ones that create the jobs. What are some tips, though, that you can provide to really help local businesses get integrated in the community, thereby increasing their sales?
Well, one way is to be involved with the chamber. We help to provide the connections for them to the community. We provide connections to them to resources to make sure that they have what they need to do business. A lot of business owners know what they do really well. They know their widget, they know their product, but there's so much more that goes into operating a business, from the finances to the marketing. We have connections or resources for them to make sure that they stay strong and that they're still operating 5, 10, 20 years from now.
And that's incredible, because really, where do they go? Otherwise, how are they trying to find resources? So they can go ahead and contact the chamber directly to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Now, also too is you know, you've been so involved in nonprofit too.
Right.
You're a nonprofit leader. I mean, you've got 25 years of experience, corporate, community, business development, and outreach experience. Help us though understand really what nonprofits you're part of and why it's so important to be part of these.
Well, it's important to give back to the community, and the nonprofits are a great way to do that. They're providing programs that help keep us strong and to support what businesses are doing. It's a great way for businesses to be engaged. I serve on the board of directors for the Arizona Chamber Executives, as well as co-chair the Tempe Kyrene Business Advisory Council, and I'm also the legislative affairs chair for the Arizona Chamber Executives, along with other foundations that I work with. We also, through our chamber, have our Ahwatukee Community Chamber Foundation, and that's a 501c3 nonprofit arm of our chamber, which runs our Young Entrepreneurs Academy.
Tell us a little bit about that. So Young Entrepreneurs, I love the word Young Entrepreneurs, really the future,
exactly.
The future leaders, the future entrepreneurs. What though exactly do you do?
So this is a groundbreaking program. It's a 30-week program that takes students who are middle school and high school students, just taking them from the student role to the CEO of their very own company. It's a fantastic program. We launched it last year, and we're getting ready to start the second year.
Unbelievable. And again, we're talking with Ann Gill. She is the president of Ahwatukee Chamber, and you're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Now, are you a hero in business? Make sure you go to alliances.com ElianCES.com. That's ElianCES.com. In fact, Anne's been to Alliances. She's a member of Alliances. And you've been to our grand table. Describe what you felt with what was going on at the grand table and what's taken place.
It's just amazing energy and so much talent in the room that's very inspiring. You leave there energized and ready to grow and expand your business. And you're also leaving there knowing that you can help someone else. You've met someone and you have a resource or a need that you can help them to continue their business. So it's a two-way conversation, a great partnership development.
Excellent. Yep. And you're very highly respected. So we love having you part of the Entrepreneurs Alliances. We're Entrepreneurs Align. I want to go back to this program, the Young Entrepreneurs High School program, and what you're doing with entrepreneurs in this school. They have the ability to make a pitch to investors, correct?
Yes, they do.
And tell us what some of these pitches have been.
Oh, it's been amazing what these kids come up with. So the first 10 weeks, we help them to think, what is it your idea and how can you turn that idea into a business? How can it make money? And then after they do that, we help them with the research. They do their business plan, but they're also crafting that pitch to their investors. And so we have an investor panel, like kind of like a Shark Tank, and they pitch their, whether it's a service or a nonprofit. Some of them have done apps, and one of the students had food allergies and he created an app. So if you go into a restaurant, you can scan the menu and know what it is that you can eat and it's safe for you. One of the students created a teddy bear for kids that are suffering with chemo, and it has a hot pack and a cool pack in it, but they can also use it as a backpack. Plus, part of the proceeds goes back to Phoenix Children's Hospital. So beyond helping these kids, she's also giving proceeds back to those who are helping the kids. So.
And to find out more information about this, can they go to AwatukiChamber.com?
Yes, AwatukiChamber.com, and there's a link to our Young Entrepreneurs Academy there.
In fact, didn't we have some members of Alliances on the investor boards?
Yes.
And participating?
Yep.
Now, what are the two? So you've seen a lot of these pitches and stuff. Share with us, though, the 2 to 3 magic tips that you can provide to students, or, well, I guess in this case, anyone that makes a pitch to investors.
I think eye contact, making sure that you're clear in what you say, get to the point, and be passionate about what it is, because that passion is going to come through and they're going to see it. And make sure your plan makes sense. Your numbers have to add up, because your investors are going to know if they don't. So make sure you got your numbers right.
And were they asking it must have just been amazing. This is the first time many of them have ever done a pitch, let alone presentation.
Right, exactly. The transformation from when they first started to when they did that pitch, going up and shaking the hands of the investors, introducing themselves, having that professional appearance, it just sets them apart from their peers.
Now, I think many parents, they want their kids to be entrepreneurs. It's kind of the dream, start a business, become a doctor, something along that, or in this case, maybe bank president, anything, right? So we don't know. But what advice would you have to parents who want to raise kids to compete perhaps in your program? Maybe they're in grade school, junior high now, and or to be an entrepreneur.
Get them engaged in something that is a passion for them. So whether it's a nonprofit or another business, they can volunteer. Businesses are always looking to help students, but give them the opportunity and listen to what it is that they're interested in. Don't try to push your thoughts onto them, because we see that and we want to know that is coming from the kids and what they're excited about.
And do you think part of it's just getting them exposed to a lot of things too?
Yes.
Does that help?
Yep, it does. And so they know where things come from, how it works, the whole process, because otherwise you just pick it up off the shelf in the store.
We've got a little less than 30 seconds, but I know too is you're an entrepreneur. In fact, you own a company also.
Correct, yes.
And the company is with your co-owner, somebody who's very close with you, and that is?
My husband, Scott.
All right. So that's incredible. Hauling Arizona, a local trucking company. Again, Ann Gill, you could reach her at AwatukiChamber.com. And when we return, we're going to have the president and CEO of Republic Bank Arizona, best U.S. bank under $100 million. And thank you, too, to LoopyDocs.com for being the incredible person that she is. Go to LoopyDocs.com. She's our producer. Check out all your needs. Thank you so much, David Kogan with Alliances.